608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Boardings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you here. And friends coming on board this morning, a bunch. Captain Bobby Abrascato will join us for the fishing report as you get the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament tomorrow or Saturday for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. You know, for the kids to fish, that's Saturday. We'll get the pregame show on that from Bobby coming up at 7:50. Plus, Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us, Rob Holbert. Lots to do on this Thursday. And on the way, there's so many stories out there, and I know we only have so many minutes in the morning to do shows, but at some point, the headline here caught me: Biloxi PD searching for man who stole movie compact discs,
movie CDs.
Now, I mean, a lot of people call those what?
DVDs. Okay,
but,
yeah.
But in the bolo that went out out of Biloxi, love you, Biloxi, but that they are looking for, Biloxi searching for a man who stole movie compact disc.
That's something new. I haven't heard of that.
Maybe it's different. Maybe I'm the ignorant one. Maybe there's something that's different for movie compact disc. I just thought those were called DVDs.
Yeah, unless they're talking soundtracks. Maybe he got the Cats soundtrack.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Maybe that's it. But it looks like it looks like they're talking about DVDs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So movie CDs, which translates into
movie
DVDs.
Compact discs, yes. Which are DVDs.
Yeah, just thought that's out there. We're not going to go there first. We're actually going to talk about some real news here. And by the numbers, coronavirus cases setting another high yesterday.
Yeah, setting a new record in America with numbers of cases yesterday. 61,848 tests were reported, but with the number of new cases, there were 61,848 new cases reported yesterday and over 662,000 tests reported, which gave us a 9.3% rate of positive cases. So you look at the totals now, and the U.S. crossed 3 million just a couple days ago. We're now at 3.1 million total positive cases of coronavirus, and nearly 135,000 have died due to COVID-19. 890 deaths reported yesterday still have not been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June the 9th, and we're now nearly at 37.5 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, 46,424 confirmed cases in the state, and 1,032 have died due to COVID-19. There were also a new high set in current hospitalizations yesterday, with 1,110 currently hospitalized with the virus, 45 new hospitalizations reported, and 1,161 new cases added yesterday. 7-day average right now sits at 1,140 cases per day, while the 2-week average is at a new high of 1,057 cases per day. There were 25 deaths reported yesterday after 23 on Tuesday. 7-day average is 12 deaths per day, while the 14-day average right now sits at 11 deaths per day. And the state added 6,912 new test results yesterday. We're averaging 7,760 per day over the last week and 2 weeks. How about that? They're the exact same number, 7,760 test results per day.
It's amazing how that works.
It really is. Over the last week, this is a scary number, 14.7% of the test results have been COVID positive over the last week. You would really like to see that number closer to 6 or 5%.
Following this, your reports, I mean, we were high. We set that peak like at 14-something a couple weeks ago, and it was of note.
Right.
And then it went back to like we were in the eights or something, like, and now back to 14%.
Back up to 14.7%. Huh. And then you look at the 2-week average, which is pretty indicative of where we are, you know, long-term, because the number of test results that come in and cases that come in can lag behind. So looking at these weekly and bi-weekly averages are pretty important, but 13.5% of the test results over the last 2 weeks have been positive. Looking at the local level, Mobile County added 96 new cases yesterday and zero new deaths. The numbers now stand at 4,315 positive cases for Mobile County since the pandemic began, and 136 have died here in Mobile County. Baldwin County added 59 new cases yesterday and crossed the 1,000 mark. They're now at 1,039 cases and 9 deaths for Baldwin County. Still have not reported a death due to COVID-19 in Baldwin County since May 22nd. In Washington County, 121 cases with 7 that have died. died. Clark County, 287 cases with 6 deaths. Monroe County, 244 cases with 2 deaths. Kanaka County, 218 cases with 7 deaths. Escambia County, 435 cases with 8 that have died. Choctaw County, 199 cases and 12 deaths. And in Wilcox County, 295 cases with 8 deaths.
Dalton with the numbers. I appreciate the update. 614. And speaking of cases here, too, one of the stories we're going to get to, Mobile County Health Department says their characteristic chart shows 57% of Mobile County COVID-19 cases are the Utes.
Wow.
57%.
That's big, and I think that's what's leading the increase in cases right now. So many younger people are contracting this, but that also probably explains why we haven't seen a massive spike in deaths to this point.
You know, and it was last week, I think I was saying anecdotally, 2 days in a row last week, I heard from friends of mine that they each had a teenager that contracted COVID-19.
Mm.
You know, so that was last week, and now we're seeing more of that today. Let's talk a little bit about the recovery side of this. And, you know, people get it and recover and move on with their lives. But a big question that has been bouncing around on this, I think, well, you and I've been asking it since months ago. What about somebody who gets COVID-19, recovers? What about the antibodies for COVID-19? They say now that it's still not known exactly how long the antibodies are effective in fighting off the virus. But a new study performed in Spain suggesting that the immunity is fleeting and short-lived. Here's Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
Many people who were sick with coronavirus later tested positive for antibodies as they recovered, but what that means is unclear. Lauren Nichols got sick early on in the spread of the pandemic here in the U.S. back in March.
I had chronic fatigue to the point where it hurt just to physically walk. I developed what I called, and I still don't know the best word for it, but lower esophagus burning. Then the lower GI issues happened. This was almost within 24 hours.
Her GI issues lasted for 3 months, and they were severe. The 32-year-old athletic woman with no underlying issues hoped that because she contracted COVID-19, she wouldn't have to go through it ever again.
I'm a very active person. I'm an avid hiker. I walk to work. I walk about 6 miles a day. So it was a little troubling, weird for me.
But when she got tested for antibodies in May,
it was a very clear negative for antibodies. And that was, you know, about 2 months after I had first gotten my positive test.
Questions remain about whether coronavirus antibodies mean a person will remain immune for an extended period of time, or even if herd immunity is possible. Now, researchers looking into antibodies in one of Europe's hardest hit countries are suggesting that herd immunity is not achievable. Epidemiologists in Spain looked at what percentage of their nation's population had developed coronavirus antibodies. Only 5% of those tested had antibodies sufficient to provide immunity, according to their study, which was published in the medical journal The Lancet. More astonishing was what they found over time. The researchers said when they went back a week later to people who had tested positive for coronavirus antibodies, a second round of tests found that 14% no longer had antibodies. The study's authors suggested that their findings show that herd immunity is probably unachievable because immunity itself may be fleeting in many people. The epidemiologists tested 61,000 Spaniards for their study. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Yeah. Of course, we still need more research, but what information is out there? I don't like it. Don't like it. I get this idea, right, that we've had that when whatever it is goes through the human populations, we build antibodies. This is the thing, and you get herd immunity, and you know you're not going to get it again this season or maybe even next year, and unless it's a different strain. Now, that's one study, and unlike the majority of people in the news world, I'm not going to say one study means what is true, but it is something to look into because, oh, come on, please let us build antibodies to this thing.
Very worrisome.
And, I mean, that's the idea, right? You get sick and then you get over whatever strain it is for that year and maybe not.
Oof.
Maybe not. All right, 618 on the way in sports.
Well, one conference has already canceled sports for the fall. I'll let you know who that is coming up in sports. And also a NFL running back has requested a trade from his team. More coming up with the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
All right, and we'll also get into that story I mentioned. 57% of Mobile County's COVID-19 cases are from the Utes. Details on the way.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The number of people hospitalized with coronavirus in Alabama has nearly doubled in the past 2 weeks. More than 1,100 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19 in the state. 2 weeks ago, 638 patients were in the hospital. More than 46,000 people have tested positive for the virus in Alabama since March. About 30% of those infections have been reported in the past 2 weeks. Today, the Baldwin County School District will announce its plan for the upcoming school year. The district will make that announcement at 11 this morning at the Communications Center in Robertsdale. You can watch today's announcement live on WKRG.com. An Alberta woman who killed another woman and the victim's unborn child in a drunk driving crash is sentenced to 15 years in prison. Deborah Estep pled guilty to the 2018 crash that killed Josie Jones and her unborn child on the Foley Beach Express. Estep was sentenced to 15 years for each of the deaths. Those sentences will run at the same time. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Floyd, what is it with politicians and spending?
Watch the game, Earl. Forget those jokers in Congress.
No, it's the county commission. Did you know Jerry Carl backed giving $100,000 of tax money to that contemporary art center downtown?
For what?
Well, they had a show with a tumbleweed in a plastic box.
A tumbleweed?
Yep. An artist who does proto-feminist stuff is up next.
Thank you, Jerry Carl. Doesn't he say he's wise with spending?
Wise? Carl voted to use $180,000 in hotel tax money to fund a tennis league.
Carl made noise about not taking a paycheck in office.
But Carl changed his mind and started taking $80,000 a year after all.
Now Carl says he'll back Trump. What if he changes his mind about that, too?
Right. If you like Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like Jerry Carl in Congress.
Paid for by Club for Growth Action. ClubforGrowthAction.org and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions. 209-6114.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors Saturday morning at 7 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:22 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start with some big news in college athletics. The Ivy League became the first Division I conference to say it will not hold sports this upcoming semester.
They got sports?
Yeah, actually, they do have sports. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
They've been playing for a while. Not well. They haven't been playing well, but they have been playing sports for hundreds of years.
Yes.
The conference has not made a decision about winter or spring sports or whether fall sports can be played in the spring of 2021. Ivy League Executive Director Robin Harris told ESPN that a good number of the conference schools have placed restrictions on travel for faculty, staff, and students, which includes athletes and coaches. Some have also had restrictions for visitors, stringent social distancing policies, and limitations on the sizes of group gatherings. Harris said that she can't put a timeline on when competition might resume in her conference. In NFL news, San Francisco 49ers running back Raheem Mostert has requested a trade as he's been attempting to negotiate for a new contract with the team. Mostert had a breakout season last year, helped fuel the team's run to Super Bowl 54. He ran for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns in the NFC Championship game against Green Bay. 28-year-old is scheduled to earn $3.15 million in 2020 and has 2 years remaining on his contract. In NASCAR news, seven-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson will race this Sunday at Kentucky Speedway after having two negative COVID-19 tests. Johnson missed the first race of his Cup career when he tested positive last Friday. He was tested after his wife received a positive result. Hendrick Motorsports said that Johnson tested negative Monday and Tuesday and will return to the number 48 Chevy at Kentucky. Johnson's the only NASCAR driver to test positive for the virus since the series resumed racing on May 17th. He's scheduled to retire from full-time NASCAR competition at the end of this season. And AL.com reports that Hank Aaron Stadium will host 4 years of the Southern States Athletic Conference's baseball championships at starting in 2021. Schools in the conference include the University of Mobile, Faulkner University in Montgomery, Stillman College in Tuscaloosa, and Loyola in New Orleans. Six other member schools are based in Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. 624, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
So maybe that's what the Hank becomes, like a premier destination thing,
yeah,
for baseball.
It sounds like
I don't know if that can carry the freight for the year, but that, I mean, it'd be a... like people travel to come here to do tournaments and stuff. I like that.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I mean, all the way from Little League up to, you know, good college teams playing in the Hank. It makes sense.
Now, I remember the contract thing, though, that people have forgotten. Remember, has to be used for AA or its equivalent, mm-hmm, baseball. Maybe that can be amended. Something to talk about.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department to clear, but state troopers working in action I-10 eastbound. At the 4-mile marker, no injuries involved. Still a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway in each direction. Daphne, Spanish Fort, Fairhope, you're checking in with accident-free conditions as well. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can shop their entire inventory online at Spring Hill Toyota. It's just that easy. Follow the easy steps and secure your vehicle with a scheduled store pickup or home delivery. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Dr. Bill Williams with a forecast for today, tomorrow, and weekend ahead. Kind of stinks. We're limited on things going on this weekend, but we do have, thank goodness, Roy Barton Young Anglers Tournament on Saturday. Get the kids out fishing, but no Blue Angels. Mm. You know, usually that's like my combo deal on this weekend is Blue Angels and the kids fishing, but no Blue Angels show. I mean, the Blue Angels will be fine.
Right.
They're in the Jets. They're all right. But I guess people can't stay distanced.
Yeah, I had a buddy that they rented a condo down in Pensacola with
for
family
this?
To see the Blue Angels.
Oh, no.
So now they're going down there. They're there now, but no Blue Angels. And then, you know, the bars, they're closing a lot of things down in Florida. So that's a tough vacation. I told him, make sure you take your goods with you, because you won't be able to buy them down there.
So you take your booze, and maybe you can get some people with RC planes to fly back and forth in front of the condo. By the way, too, I mentioned this. Mobile County Health Department released a new chart this week outlining who's been affected most by the coronavirus. It's the youths, they say. 56.8% of Mobile County's COVID-19 cases are coming from the 5 to 49 age group, 40% 25 to 49.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The number of people hospitalized with coronavirus in Alabama has nearly doubled in the past 2 weeks. More than 1,100 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19 in the state. 2 weeks ago, 638 patients were in the hospital. More than 46,000 people have tested
tested positive for the virus in Alabama since March. About 30% of those infections have been reported in the past 2 weeks. Today, the Baldwin County School District will announce its plan for the upcoming school year. The district will make that announcement at 11 this morning at the Communications Center in Robertsdale. You can watch today's announcement live on WKRG.com. An Alberta woman who killed another woman and the victim's unborn child in a drunk driving crash is sentenced to 15 years in prison. Deborah Estep pled guilty to the 2018 crash that killed Josie Jones and her unborn child on the Foley Beach Express. Estep was sentenced to 15 years for each of the deaths. Those sentences will run at the same time. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-831-8231. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231.
The White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator encourages younger Americans to protect older family members, Dr. Deborah Birx.
We are worried now that as cases spread, that it's getting to the older parents and the grandparents. And I call on, again, every multi-generational household, get tested and protect those in the household.
Democratic Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom said she'll sign an executive order mandating masks in Georgia's largest city, defying Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's decision to encourage voluntary masking. Actress Naya Rivera is missing. Rescuers will resume their search this morning after she went missing from a lake in Southern California. Ventura County Sheriff's Office has called it a possible drowning. Rivera played Santana Lopez on the Fox show Glee for 6 years. She was also on the CBS sitcom The Royal Family. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. A two-year audit of Facebook finds what auditors call serious setbacks in efforts to curb offensive and misleading information on the world's largest online platform. A new 100-page report says there's been a seesaw of progress and setbacks as Facebook tries to take stronger control over what appears on users' homepages, chats, and posts. The audit recommends that Facebook build a civil rights infrastructure for all aspects of the site and take more concrete action on bias created by the site's algorithms. The World Meteorological Organization says temperatures will continue to warm over the next 5 years and may even temporarily rise more than 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. The prediction underlines the enormous challenge the world faces in meeting the 2015 Paris Agreement's goal of curbing climate warming emissions enough to keep the rise in temperatures well below 2 degrees Celsius. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so if you are if you're into humidity, today's your day.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse over the next few days because we'll have the high humidity, but also increasing temperatures and getting up into the mid 90s over the weekend. Today it's the beginning of what is going to be several days of more typical July weather, and that is the thunderstorms will start to be confined to the afternoon hours, and rather than over the last few days where they've been occurring in the morning, afternoon, evening, in some cases nighttime, overnight hours. But today look for partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies, and then a few afternoon thunderstorms. High today will be about 92, but the heat index will be about 105, so a very warm, very humid day. Tonight, there's a slight chance of an evening thunderstorm, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and a high temperature tomorrow, close to 95 degrees, and the heat index will be up around 109. As we look to the weekend, mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday, with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-90s, and the heat index for both days around 108 to 110.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll stay with the hot weather for Monday and Tuesday with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures again in the mid-90s. So some hot and very humid weather coming in for the next several days.
I'll just go back to the rain showers all day. I'll take that and just highs around 88.
We had a number of locations yesterday that had over an inch of rain. For example, Robertsdale was 1.56, so you had 1.31 at Grand Bay, about an inch and a quarter at Loxley, and over an inch at Fairhope. Out at USA, a little less than an inch, about three-quarters of an inch. And, of course, the rain yesterday kept the temperature in the 80s. But now, as we confine the rain more to the afternoon hours, we're going to see that temperature rise rapidly up into the low 90s before the showers develop.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics?
Right now, looking good across the Gulf of Mexico. We do have a disturbance that is off the North Carolina coast. It is predicted by the Hurricane Center to become a tropical system, tropical depression or tropical storm, and then gradually move along the coast up eventually into the New York City area over the next few days. Looking good right now over the Caribbean and out in the Atlantic. We have a couple of tropical waves that have developed, one very large one off the African coast, another one about halfway. Again, that area has some of that dust and dry air, so we're going to see if these tropical waves can make it through that area and get to the Caribbean. Hopefully they'll break up before they reach the Caribbean.
I mean, so the dust is our ally here. Well,
right now it's helpful because of dry air coming off the heart of the Sahara. And once that dissipates and we start to get more moisture in the air, which we should have over the Atlantic, then conditions will be more favorable for tropical development.
But we should cheer for dust. We should cheer if
That's
we're...
Right.
We should be fans of Saharan dust. Okay,
yes.
Duly noted. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. 6:37, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote for Jerry Carl on July 14th. Jerry's positive message of working together for a better future for all is being drowned out by a constant drumbeat of negative ads coming from the Club for Growth that is supporting Jerry's opponent. Everyone is sick and tired of these negative ads. Did you know that the Club for Growth is against the tariffs Trump put on China? Jerry rejects the Club for Growth's opposition to Trump's tariffs and their free trade philosophy at any cost to American companies and workers. If you want to support Trump, Jerry is the only candidate who has not taken a dime of outside special interest money as his opponent has done. A vote for Jerry Carl is a vote for an independent supporter of American companies and workers who stands against global interests for free trade, no matter who that hurts. Common Sense has trusted Jerry Carl for many years, and we believe he is the only choice for you on July 14th.
I'm Jerry Carl, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Good morning from the Lions Roofing Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. We look good again from Malbus, 181 to 910 today. The southbound lanes of 181. The left lane is going to be closed until noon to the Eastern Shore Centers as crews are working on rail operations. Still a good ride through Mobile, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring in Robertsdale is a place to go. They have over 400 options in waterproof flooring from carpet, hardwoods, and laminate. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Big thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Yeah, just a little bit more from yesterday's presser with the Mobile County Health Department and Dr. Brendy Murphy. Story up at mynbc15.com. It said the going through the numbers and percentages here. Said, all right. Health officials across Alabama stress coronavirus cases in younger people are continuing to rise. Dr. Brendy Murphy of MCHD showed the evidence this week. Quote here, this 5 to 24, 24 to 49 age group, those percentages are bumping up. I mean, it's half of our cases now are that younger age group. In the chart, end quote. In the chart, Wednesday's characteristics show 56.8% of Mobile County COVID-19 cases are in the 5 to 49 age group. Nearly 40% fall in the 25 to 49 age group alone. Based on the charts, 46% of the patients are black, 25% are white. And then this stat here, you and I were talking about this a while ago because it was supposed to be affecting men more than women. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yep.
Okay. Nearly 1,000 more women have been affected by the virus than men.
Wow.
Here for Mobile County, which is like contrary to... I mean, very contrary to some national numbers here. Brendy Burfrey also advises the public, if exposed to the virus, quarantine, but wait 5 to 7 days after being exposed to get tested. So if you're exposed on day zero, you will show symptoms between 2 and 14 days after exposure. If you get tested on days 1, 2, 3, 4, it's likely you'll get a negative test due to a false negative result. So wait a while after exposure. All right, so there's that. Also from the text line, I hear you. Lisa said, one thing that makes me sad about the COVID that I've not heard discussed, the amount of scholarships that young people will lose in sports to go to college. It's a huge loss for so many. Also, if high schools are shut down for sports, that's equally more sad due to sports keeping so many young people off the street and on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, and that's why I feel that college football in some form or fashion has to be played this fall, because those football programs provide so much of the money that helps the other programs at these colleges survive. If there's no football for 2020,
there's no other sports, really.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to keep a lot of these other sports alive, and then you lose scholarships, and the dominoes, you know, they fall. So that's it's going to be a tough fall if football is not able to be played.
All right, now this, I'm going to do this right here, and I'm going to have to tell you what Dalton's doing, and then we can describe it. All right, Dalton, give me the symbol that if I'm trying to talk to you and you're telling me you're on the phone. You're telling me you're going to take a phone call. Tell me, show me the symbol with your hand if you're going to take a phone call.
I do thumb up, pinky down,
yes.
Thumb next to ear, pinky next to mouth.
Right. Okay. You do that. You are old.
Oh, really?
You are old. On the way, a discussion of what the kid, and I got to test this at home. I have not tested it. If you say, okay, you ask your children to pretend they're on a phone call. Mm-hmm. And show me that you're on a phone call. What do they do with their hand, and what do you do with your hand? What Dalton does with his hand is what I would do. It is different than the Utes out there. So we'll pay that off here in just a little bit, tell you what the kids are doing. 6:44, we'll check in with News 5, and Dalton's got sports straight ahead.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And I see a lot of people out there doing landscape fly by night, but I got to talk about this. Y'all have been installing landscapes for 16 years in our area. Obviously, you've got it figured out, and obviously, there's some longevity in those landscapes that y'all install.
Yeah, it probably starts with the quality of the design. We put a lot of effort in our quality of people, do a lot of training, and we do a pretty rigorous hiring process, but not only that, it probably goes down to the base of the landscape, which would be the soil and the soil prep. A lot of effort goes into what that soil is going to be like, where it comes from, the composition of it. And so we really see that as the foundation of the landscape. We're going to warranty it anyway, so we better get it right on the first time. And so that's probably a big key to our success.
So your foundation is in the soil.
That's right. All from right. The ground up.
Tell folks how to get more information.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The number of people hospitalized with coronavirus in Alabama has nearly doubled in the past 2 weeks. More than 1,100 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19 in the state. 2 weeks ago, 638 patients were in the hospital. More than 46,000 people have tested positive for the virus in Alabama since March. About 30% of those infections have been reported in the past 2 weeks. Today, the Baldwin County School District will announce its plan for the upcoming school year. The district will make that announcement at 11 this morning at the Communication Center in Robertsdale. You can watch today's announcement live on WKRG.com. An Alberta woman who killed another woman and the victim's unborn child in a drunk driving crash is sentenced to 15 years in prison. Deborah Estep pled guilty to the 2018 crash that killed Josie Jones and her unborn child on the Foley Beach Express. Estep was sentenced to 15 years for each of the deaths. Those sentences will run at the same time. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Good morning, 6:46 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start with some big news in college athletics. The Ivy League became the first Division I conference to say that it will not hold sports this upcoming semester because of the coronavirus pandemic. The conference has not made a decision about playing winter or spring sports or whether fall sports could be played in the spring of 2021. Ivy League Executive Director Robin Harris told ESPN that a good number of the conference schools have placed restrictions on travel for faculty, staff, and students, which of course includes athletes and coaches. Some also have restrictions for visitors, stringent social distancing policies, and limitations on the sizes of group gatherings. Harris said that she can't put a timeline on when competition might resume in her conference. Stanford University announced yesterday that it will cut 11 of its varsity programs at the conclusion of the upcoming academic year as it deals with the ongoing financial ramifications of coronavirus. The 11 sports that will be discontinued are men's and women's fencing, field hockey, lightweight rowing, men's rowing, co-ed and women's sailing, squash, synchronized swimming, men's volleyball, and wrestling. A letter to the Stanford community stated that continuing to fund 36 athletic programs was, quote, not sustainable. The school did say it will honor all of its scholarship commitments and coaches' contracts and assist any athletes who wish to continue their careers elsewhere. The Ohio State Athletic Department has announced it's paused all voluntary workouts following the results of its most recent COVID-19 testing. 7 teams are affected: football, men's and women's basketball, field hockey, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball. The University of North Carolina also announced an outbreak of COVID-19 among its athletic department that'll halt the football team's voluntary off-season workouts. In a press release, the school said it conducted 429 tests of athletes, coaches, and staff, and 37 came back positive for coronavirus. Football team's workouts, which are led by players without coaches present, will be paused for at least 1 week. In NFL news, San Francisco 49ers running back Raheem Mostert has requested a trade as he's been attempting to negotiate for a new contract with the team. Mostert had a breakout season in 2019. He helped fuel the team's run to Super Bowl 54, running for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns in the NFC Championship game against Green Bay. The 28-year-old is scheduled to earn $3.15 million in 2020 and has 2 years remaining on his contract. In NASCAR news, 7-time NASCAR champ Jimmy Johnson will race this Sunday at Kentucky Speedway after having 2 negative COVID-19 tests. Johnson missed the first race of his Cup career when he tested positive last Friday. He was tested after his wife received a positive result. Hendrick Motorsports said Johnson tested negative on Monday and Tuesday and will return to the number 48 Chevrolet at Kentucky. He's the only NASCAR driver to test positive for coronavirus since the series resumed racing on May 17th. Johnson's scheduled to retire from full-time NASCAR competition at the end of the season. In golf, the PGA Tour hits the links again this morning for round one of the Workday Charity Open at Murfield Village Golf Club in Ohio. It's a star-studded field with Justin Thomas set to play alongside Brooks Koepka and Jason Day. They just started their round about 5 minutes ago. Thomas is the pre-tournament favorite with 11-1 odds, followed by Jon Rahm, Hideki Matsuyama, Koepka, and Brooks Cantlay. Live TV coverage begins at 2 this afternoon on the Golf Channel. And AL.com reports that Hank Aaron Stadium will host 4 years of the Southern States Athletic Conference's baseball championships starting in 2021. Schools in the conference include the University of Mobile, Faulkner University in Montgomery, Stillman College in Tuscaloosa, and Loyola University in New Orleans. 6 other member schools are based in Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. For the people.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
Your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Do you hate having to drag your boat, trailer, or RV to the tire store and have to wait several hours for the work to be completed? What if the tire store came to you? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association certified instructor. We can come to your home or storage facility to install your tires. We have air jacks to gently lift the trailer, then mount and balance your tires on site. We even offer nitrogen inflation. Many of our clients have had horror stories with tires blowing out, so we usually increase the ply rating of the tire to be able to handle more weight. We even replace many 10-ply rated tires for the heavier 14-ply steel sidewall tires that don't have tendency to flex as much. So call us at 251-415-5500 or our website at 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Hello.
Emily again, talking about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. Have you ever received an invoice from a forklift dealer for repairs and about fell out of your chair? Tired of flushing your hard-earned money down the big dealer toilet? Guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Next time, call Forklift Hunter. When you receive your bill, you'll be glad you did. We come to you, no contract needed, and no ridiculous fees. 251-479-2270 or forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter. Fair, honest, and locally owned.
Good morning from the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Good ride from Tillman's Corner at Theodore, Long I-10. If you traffic from Rangeline Road, also Old Pass Cagoula at 90, you won't find any delays. Looking good still across the Bayway. Let me get from Daphne and Spanish Ford. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner. They invite you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. I'll serve to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday, about an hour away from Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. But if your schedule keeps you from being able to hear it live, not to worry. Pretty soon thereafter, we put it up in a podcast form. You can find that along with 44 hours a week of podcasting that we do here at FM Talk 106.5. Go to fmtalk1065.com, our website. When you're there, click the link for podcast, and they're all available to you right there. Plus, you can get them through the Sports and Outdoors tab for Captain Bobby's report, or you could also
subscribe. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, which you're already hopefully streaming us on TuneIn when you're not in FM range, but also you can get the podcast on TuneIn and pretty much anywhere where you can subscribe to podcasts. If you have a particular service that you like to use and we're not on there, just let us know and we'll find a way to get on
there. You're on it. We're on every one of them. You put us.
Yeah, we're on as many as I can think of. So, but there are so many of those out there. But if you like to use a particular service, let us know and we'll try to get on there too.
All right, good deal. Also on the website, three big things, top news stories of the day. Supreme Court expected to rule on President Trump's tax records. This story's been going on and on and on. Talk more about that. Also, we'll get into the latest on the Five Guys Daphne PD commentary. At least there's more commentary now from both sides. And the Pensacola City Council is going to vote next week to remove of the Confederate monument there in Pensacola. And on that Five Guys story, like we said yesterday, I just wanted to get more information on this. And we have here, we've had commentary from Mayor of Daphne, Dane Haygood. Also, Daphne Police have said the Daphne Police Department appreciates the outpouring of support from our community and from supporters of law enforcement across the country. Want to thank Five Guys on a corporate and local level. We have been working through this situation, and there has been total cooperation. Daphne Police Department does not think that the actions of a few employees represent Five Guys as a whole. To clarify some misinformation that has been spread on social media, three officers of Daphne Police Department entered the Five Guys restaurant in Daphne. Three officers became aware of the mask requirement. They returned to their vehicles to obtain masks. All three officers were wearing masks the entire time they were inside the establishment. The events that occurred while the officers were in the restaurant were unfortunate. We will continue to work with Five Guys on this matter towards resolution once all the facts are known. Okay, so a little update there. We'll talk more about that. And then I mentioned this phone thing.
Yeah, tell me about this.
Okay, so and parents, you can maybe test this at your house here. So if I said, yeah, show me a symbol for being on the phone, Dalton did it.
You do the hang loose.
Yes.
And then you put the hang loose up to your head, right?
That's right. The pinky towards your mouth, the thumb towards your ear, that's a symbol for a phone. I've shown you this video now that's been going out on TikTok that the parents in the house, when asked that, they did exactly what you did.
Right.
They asked the children to show them, you know, a symbol for them being on the phone, and the children hold their hand flat on their ear.
Yes.
Hold your hand flat and then put it up. Basically, your fingers are up, you know, the tips of your fingers are up by your ear, the palm of your hand down by your mouth.
Yeah, kind of like you're singing a cappella and holding your ear closed so you can hear yourself.
That's right. So that's the symbol that these children, when asked to show on the phone. And I wonder, you think about this, unless the children are mimicking what they've seen us do, parents do, that's probably closer because there's no handset with a mouthpiece and the earpiece being separated by that long span.
Right.
It's this one flat thing. So the kids, when they show the symbol for being on the phone, they put their hand flat against the side of their face.
So interesting. You know, I would have guessed that it would have been more like holding a donut in front of your face, because so many do talking to the phone. But
that's true.
But flat hand to the side of the face.
That is the phone symbol for the Utes out there.
Interesting.
So test that. Tell me if that holds any water in your house. 657, coming right back. News is next.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The number of people hospitalized with coronavirus in Alabama has nearly doubled in the past 2 weeks. More than 1,100 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19 in the state. 2 weeks ago, 638 patients were in the hospital. More than 46,000 people have tested positive for the virus in Alabama since March. About 30% of those infections have been reported in the past 2 weeks. Today, the Baldwin County School District will announce its plan for the upcoming school year. The district will make that announcement at 11 this morning at the Communications Center in Robertsdale. You can watch today's announcement live on WKRG.com. An Alberta woman who killed another woman and the victim's unborn child in a drunk driving crash is sentenced to 15 years in prison. Deborah Estep pled guilty to the 2018 crash that killed Josie Jones and her unborn child on the Foley Beach Express. Estep was sentenced to 15 years for each of the deaths. Those sentences will run at the same time. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha.